These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending May 21st, 2021. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators led by Senate Intelligence Chair Mark Warner and Senator Marco Rubio plan to introduce new legislation in the coming weeks mandating cyber attack reporting by critical infrastructure operators, major IT service providers, and other companies doing business with the government. Lawmakers reportedly began drafting the legislation in the wake of the SolarWinds Orion supply chain attack, with the recent Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack adding urgency to the process. Cloudflare announced cryptographic attestation of personhood, a system to use hardware keys to confirm a user is not a bot instead of captchas. The company said this is only an experiment on a limited basis in English-speaking regions, with initial support for YubiKeys, HyperFIDO keys, and ThetaFIDO-UTF keys. The New York Times obtained documents that show Apple moved iCloud data of Chinese users, including the encryption keys, from servers outside China to a network of servers from state-owned GCBD. Apple denies the report and says it has control of the encryption keys, and the documents are outdated, and it uses the latest protections and keeps third parties disconnected from its networks. The Chinese government also made a statement that it, quote, strictly adheres to principles of data security protection and prohibits and cracks down on relevant illegal activities in accordance with the law. Researchers from blockchain analysis firm Elliptic estimated that DarkSide ransomware gang has made more than $90 million from ransom payments from its victims since October 2020, with the average payment being $1.9 million. The researchers examined the Bitcoin wallets used by the ransomware gang to receive ransom payments from victims over the past 9 months, and it also allowed the experts to follow the ransom payments and determine how crooks cash out the funds. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. insurance giant CNA Financial paid a $40 million ransom in late March to regain control of its infrastructure following a ransomware attack. A CNA spokesperson said CNA followed the law in this matter, disclosing in a security update that it did not believe that the systems of record, claim systems, or underwriting systems were impacted. A new report from Checkpoint Research found that misconfiguration of third-party cloud services on 23 popular Android apps potentially exposed data like email records, chat messages, location information, user IDs, passwords, and push notification keys. 13 apps publicly hosted data on unsecured databases that anyone online could request access to, and Checkpoint informed the developers of their findings prior to publishing the report. Finally, the Cyberspace Administration of China announced that 105 apps, including LinkedIn, TikTok, and the video sharing app Kuaishou, used over-collection and excessive authorization to illegally infringe on personal user information. New regulations on data collection by apps from China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology came into effect May 1st. The apps now have 15 workdays to correct the issue. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, for instance, why Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million to the ransomware group DarkSide, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.